Photos: Democrats waive the Constitution during impeachment debates. By Joel B. Polak on December 18, 2019. House Democrats have been seen waving copies of the Constitution over the past several days during various debates over the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Remarkably, most of them seem to have been waving the same edition that issued by the government publishing office. Most of the copies appear to be in near mint condition. Here is Representative Steve Cohen, DTN. On December 4, during the legal experts hearing at the House Judiciary Committee, also above. Here is one of several copies propped up in front of members of the House Rules Committee on Tuesday. In this case, in front of Representative Alcee Hastings, DFL, who was himself impeached and removed as a federal judge. Here is left-wing Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, sponsor of the House's version of Medicare for All, holding a copy during debate before the House Judiciary Committee. Here is a copy identified by Getty Images as having been placed on the desk of House Rules Committee member Representative Norma Torres, DCA. Here is a copy in front of House Rules Committee Chairman Jim McGovern, DMA. Here is Representative David Cicilline, DRE, holding the Constitution in his left hand, and the House Intelligence Committee's 300-page impeachment report in his right hand, during House Judiciary Committee debate. And here is Representative Madeline Dean, DPA, of the House Judiciary Committee, who, to her credit, appears to have brought her own copy of the Constitution, with a card reciting the Beatitudes placed inside. The exception, perhaps, that proves the rule. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.